Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the Message to Israel. The Jewish prophet Daniel prophesied that following a time of great trouble, the Jewish nation would be delivered, that is, those whose names shall be found written in the book of life. And Isaiah the prophet foretold, a remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob unto the mighty God. Today, A.J. Overton surveys that future time when God shall make his chosen nation a blessing to all the families of the earth. I am happy to introduce to you our Message to Israel voice for this series on the indestructible Jew, A.J. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. It is my joy to greet you once again, dear friends, in the blessed name of the Lord Yeshua. Today, my subject, The Blessings Through Israel for All the Nations, concludes this series on the indestructible Jew. Upon the Jewish nation, because of God's grace, the loving kindness of the Lord will endure forever. After all their troubles, God's promised deliverance and blessings will come. As we noticed previously, the prophet Daniel predicts, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. This scripture declares that God's blessings for the nation of Israel will be granted only to those Jews whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In other words, only the Jews who have placed their trust in their Messiah and Redeemer will constitute the saved nation of Israel. Only these who have believed that the Lamb of God bore their punishment for sin will be permitted to enter the promised land and to enjoy the covenanted blessings. These believing Jews will be but a remnant of Israel. Many Old Testament prophets, including Jeremiah, Micah, Zephaniah, and Zechariah, bear this testimony. The prophet Isaiah declares, a remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them shall return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness. One of the most moving passages in the entire Bible occurs in the book of the prophet Zacharias. God says in this prophecy, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Many Jews will mourn when they realize that Yeshua, whom their nation rejected, is the Lord, their Messiah. Then their mourning will turn to joy as their faith in him imparts to them the blessings of forgiveness, comfort, and peace. These blessings come to believing Jews through the substitutionary death of the Lord Yeshua for all men. We now mention some of these blessings because they set forth the outstanding features of God's so great salvation. Through faith in Messiah, believing Jews as well as believing Gentiles receive forgiveness of sins, declares the prophet Jeremiah. They are cleansed from sin and receive new hearts, says the prophet Ezekiel. Isaiah states, they are justified and considered holy in God's sight. They receive the gift of the indwelling Spirit, according to the predictions of the prophet Ezekiel. Jews who trust in Messiah Jesus receive, moreover, as His covenant people, the blessings of His covenant. According to the prophet Amos, they inherit their land from which the curse of former disobedience is removed. They have their temple with its services and sacrifices restored, according to the prophet Zechariah. They have their king, who dwells in their midst forever, according to the prophet Ezekiel. They also receive the fulfillment of God's many promises made through the prophets. According to the prophet Jeremiah, they enter into the new covenant which the Lord makes with them forever. They enter also upon the full blessing of the Abrahamic covenant and the Davidic covenant. The possibility of individual sin in believing Jewish hearts when Messiah reigns on the earth in His kingdom is not denied. The prophet Isaiah states, "There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed." Many passages of Scripture assert that Israel as a nation will stand true to God forever. Isaiah declared, "Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end." When the new heavens and the new earth appear, as promised by the prophets, the possibility of sin then vanishes because sin will be done away. When the Lord called Abraham, He revealed His order for blessing mankind. First, He blesses Israel, of whom He said, "I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Having blessed His elect nation, the Lord makes it His instrument of blessing to all other nations. He said, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." By forsaking the path of trustful obedience, Israel temporarily lost both its own blessing and its blessing for the world. Without the Messiah, whether in Old Testament times or New Testament times, Israel could offer to the world no blessing in Him. But restored Israel, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing Him, will have untold riches, spiritual riches, to bring to the world. They will dispense these riches by making their Redeemer known. Loving and serving the Lord Yeshua, the redeemed Jews will proclaim Him to the nations as God's Lamb, the light of the world, the bread of life, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. This future nation of born-again Jews will constitute a superb demonstration of what the Lamb of God can do for those who put their trust in Him and obey Him. To converted Israel also will be granted authority to enforce submission to the laws of the kingdom. Hence the prophet Micah says, "And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver." Various other prophecies, such as those given by Isaiah, set forth the great importance for the world of Israel's conversion. Perhaps the most striking of all is the statement given by the great rabbi who became Paul the Apostle. "For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, What shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Through the ministry of the Jews, news of everlasting life and deliverance from sin and death will reach eventually all the families of the earth. For through Israel, the Gentiles will learn to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Savior who put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. The presence of the Lord dwelling in the midst of Israel exalts this chosen nation above all the Gentile nations. The Lord is the glory of Israel, and Israel is His glory. Speaking of His temple and His kingdom, He said to the prophet Ezekiel, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever." The Lord will build with rich magnificence His temple in the city of Jerusalem for His permanent dwelling place. He says, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." Remarkable as will be the glory of a redeemed Jew in the kingdom of Christ, yet God, in this age of His new congregation, offers even higher glory to any Jew who will receive Christ. Through faith, Jews may now become fellow members of Christ along with believing Gentiles. They will be made like Christ at His coming, and if they have suffered for Christ, they will reign with Him forever. Have you received for yourself the news of forgiveness through Messiah Yeshua? Are you sharing this gracious news with others? By doing so, we may introduce some Jews and Gentiles to this greater glory God offers now in His beloved Son. Will you trust Him now? Will you serve Him now? Now is the accepted time.
And now may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and give you peace. Shalom.